Within this century, the ball of redemption will be sent upon mankind. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that.
Within this century, the ball of redemption will be sent upon mankind. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above, and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"And Our Lady now is coming over. Now she's going toward the trees. And she is not touching her finger to her lips again. 'My child, listen to what I have to say, and carefully give it to our wandering sheep. I, as your mother, I am terribly depressed in knowing what is fast coming upon mankind. I see beyond me a bull, a large bull. Were it placed next to the sun, this bull would be like two suns in the sky. But it is a bull of destruction. And I tell you, my children, we have been attempting to hold this back with all manner of graces and fasting and suffering. But the Eternal Father said, look up, thy child. He said, to look far up into the sky. Your human eyes cannot perceive yet what is up there. But there is a goal to mankind known as unknown origin. But it is not an unknown. It is the goal of redemption. Do not be affrighted, my child. You must see this, for it is important. Within this century, this soul will descend upon mankind. My child, I took you from your bed of pain and illness to bring you here, to tell the world to prepare now. It is almost too late. We have asked also urgently and have had great cooperation from the earth masses of people to Rome to tell them, look up and see what lies beyond your windows, a goal that is fast hurtling towards earth. It will be here within this century, if not sooner, for even the scientists have failed to recognize the speed of this world. I see a terrible globe. It looks like a globe of fire. It's frightening. It's now bouncing around like it has no control, as though it's not in a general place to be. It has bounced up another, what looks like a comet, and has actually destroyed the comet to the left. This one will not be destroyed, for mankind has listened, but has not followed a schedule, as we would say, placed upon mankind by heaven. A schedule for prayers and repentance. This has not been done to the satisfaction of the Eternal Father. All must get down on their knees and beg for repentance of mankind. It is mankind's balance. And I see now, over on the right side, there's Michael, and he's holding a balance in his hands. He has it on one of the balances, there seems to be gold and silver. But on the other, it seems to be heaped with rocks.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast. In these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns, we have available an almost extraordinary 60-minute video titled The Doomsday Asteroid. It was made for PBS television and ties in completely with the Bayside Prophecies. It makes very real the ball of redemption. There are interviews with some of the top astronomers in the world. It explains the possibility and consequences of a killer comet or asteroid hitting planet Earth. This video has spectacular footage on the Shoemaker-Levy comet hitting Jupiter. If a piece of this comet had hit planet Earth, humanity would have been wiped out. You must see this most extraordinary video, the Doomsday Asteroid. It costs $20. Plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Once you see this 60-minute video, you will never look at the sky in the same way. The Doomsday Asteroid video costs $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Some people have asked the question, how are the message and locutions received? On September 28, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, you must hasten, my child, to bring the words of the Book of Life and Love to the peoples. I have asked that the gospel truth be written. If you find it difficult to place on paper, you will place it upon a tape, my child, and give it for writing. Unquote. On December 31, 1974, Our Lady said, quote, "Therefore, remember my instruction. You will retire from the world. You will only be known through your messages. The messages will be given in print or through your tapings," unquote. So the answer is the messages and locutions are written down and signed by Veronica or recorded on an audio tape. On May 10, 1972, Our Lady gave us this most important advice. She said, quote, "Do not try to judge without pity or charity those about you. Pray long hours of prayers for those who are falling into a well-laid web of deceit and darkness. You must remain with my Son through his gift of his heart to you in the tabernacles of the world. You will be infiltrated if you do not develop the daily habit of visiting my Son. He grows lonely," unquote. Will you make a promise to Jesus and Mary that you will make a holy hour, one day a week or 2 days, or even daily before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament? I ask also that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses apostolate will be the greatest apostolate that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, I ask that you pray that we will have many generous donors and supporters of Our Lady's messages on These Last Days radio program. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My child, when we talk of demons, I also mention to you that you must be very careful and warn all that Satan was trying and accomplished his mission to go into the workrooms and the white berets and the blue berets. What is he going to do? He will bring discord and dissatisfaction. And what are you going to do, my child? You are going to pray more and make a decision, for we are not allowing you to be alone, but you must gain wisdom by making a decision. I leave that up to you, my child, as you will follow the rules of charity, holiness, and also faith. The greatest is faith. Faith in your fellow man, not only accepting the sorrows of earth, but do not search, my children, for wealth. Within 2 years or less, there will be a great crash of the market. The whole world's monetary systems will be paralyzed. That, my child, is why you had to come this evening to the ground. I know you find it difficult to sit up or stand up, but I will be right next to you, my child, while you do what I asked you to do 2 days ago. You mean, Blessed Mother, to give out the roses to the infirm? Yes, my child. And the rosaries? Yes, my child. You are going to witness 2 massive cures this evening after you have given the roses and the rosaries to the infirm, the suffering. My child, since you came late in earth time, we must now try to put into the time left the path for all mankind to follow in these dangerous days ahead. Many will die in the great flame of the vault of redemption. I have told you that for years, my children, but so many of you will not be ready. Keep your waters clean in your bottles. Do not accept strangers into your homes at this time, for the souls who knock upon your doors will be found to be evil, and they can also destroy the souls of the young. There are many groups formed upon earth now that do not bring the words of my son, but have built among themselves what they call a church. We have many churches, my children and my child. Look up and tell me what you see. I see a church. It's white clapboard. It looks like a church. Yes, it is. And it has a bell. It looks quite old-fashioned, like it's been there for years. But I see coming from the back. Oh, my goodness. There are people, they look terrible. They're in cloaks and cloaks, red on the inside, black on the white. And there's a man behind them. This is the leader of the satanic cult, which is on Long Island. Oh my goodness. This satanic master, or what he calls himself, has two horns. They look like they're coming out of his head. Not a costume, but actually out of his head. And he's laughing. That's another. He's so evil. Must I look at him? Do not be affrighted, my child. I placed a veil between him and you at the time. But they are conducting their services this evening. So the prayers that you will say, my child, when you return home tomorrow, you will say it for this group. There are children among them that have been missing now for months, for years. They are all pawns of the satanic cult. You ask, my child, what can be done about them? First, you must go to the supernatural. You must also read your Bible and place before these obnoxious, self-satisfied demons from hell that have entered into the bodies of these individuals. They have them under full control. Therefore, they have no conscience. They have no holiness. They are everything the opposite to Christianity. And their goal is to take the Catholic children of the world through nationwide cults. Already, there are 5,000 or more now in the United States and Canada. And people ask, where have my children disappeared to? Jesus is nodding his head. He's next to Our Lady. He's nodding his head and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, listen well to me. I know there is discord, great discord among the workers. I say this to you now. No decision shall be given at this time. Veronica, my child, you will pray, and pray more often to the infant Jesus. Yes, I do love the infant Jesus, but I have a big infant Jesus, Blessed Mother, right in my home. I know that, my child. I know because I have been in your home many times. No, you do not always see me. But you do hear me. Oh, Blessed Mother, I'm so thankful. Now I do not have to be afraid to go to sleep at night and hear the terrible goings on in my windows, going below the windows. They're most frightening. I have to spend half of the night praying and I get very little sleep. They think they are going to destroy me with the chanting and the terrible noises coming up. And yet the neighbors are so far apart that no one seems to know these going on. I don't know, Blessed Mother. You will pray, my child. It will be the most difficult task that you have ever had, for they will not be victorious. You will destroy that coven in the end, my child.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of March the 29th, approximately 150 people were present. Now, my first testimony here is from Indiana. To Our Lady of the Roses workers, I would be very grateful if you would send me more rose petals. I would also like to ask about any material you thought would be helpful reading for me. I am a new convert. After reading Our Lady of the Roses newsletter, I became fearful of my lack of knowledge of the many areas of Catholicism. I feel a great need to start up by learning anew. I have a friend in my workplace who gave me two rose petals from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I put one of them in my husband's wallet, or actually he did. Before we started carrying the petals, we constantly yelled at each other, and we were always talking about divorce, and we were verbally abusing each other. After only 3 days, I recall, we had begun to speak to each other in a much kinder manner. To this very day, we have been blessed with a new respect for each other. I know in my heart this is a wonderful miracle. I truly believe this is from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in the salvation of our lives and marriage. And that's signed. Now I have another party here. This is from a priest from the College of Manitoba, Canada. And he says, "Dear servants of Jesus, we have received at the college the directives which you have forwarded to us. I am personally aware of Bayside since I have had the occasion. I was there. At the time, I was in the Catholic Church in Newark, New Jersey. A family parishioner of ours went there, and they took me along. My impression was positive because the people were praying, and where they were praying, it was very warm, although the weather was damp and cold. Since I wore a collar, all kinds of people came to me and shared their miraculous healings with me. Moreover, I blessed many, many religious articles, and I was very excited and pleased to do it because there was peace in the atmosphere. What truly bothered me was the attitude of the clergy and the Bishop of Brooklyn. It could have been so pleasing to God to hear all these testimonies and have them recorded and documented. I recall a lady from Boston sharing with me as to how her pacemaker quit because of body rejection. She went to the best medical doctors, and no doctor could help her. But she came to Bayside, and she was healed. We need to pray for our leaders, those who are self-righteous and believe in God speaks only to them. God bless you all." Now I have another party here, this party's from Pennsylvania, to Our Lady's workers. For many years, I suffered from weak eyes. I tried everything, new glasses, different doctors, nothing helped. One day, Gary sent me two rose petals. I began to apply the rose petals to my sore and painful eyes. I prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. My cure was not sudden, but gradual. Now I can read everything with no discomfort. I receive much mail, and I really need my eyes to read all the mail. I want the world to know that our Blessed Mother and her rose petals are very powerful, and that is signed. I have another one here to Our Lady of the Roses. I should like to give testimony to a great miracle Our Lady procured on a man from my work. I was about to begin my day's work early in this morning, and a shop supervisor told me about a great tragedy which occurred the previous evening. Joe, an employee, was playing soccer with his team and was struck with lightning. He was rushed to the hospital, where he remained in critical condition. I suddenly felt a force urging me to give the rose petal, from Our Lady of the Roses shrine, which I always kept with me, to my boss, who was vice president. I took one and gave it to my boss and asked if he would please see to it that Joe would get it, as I know it would help. Well, it was 2 days before my boss could see Joe, and in the meantime, the condition had not improved. He had not moved at all, except his toe. He appeared in a daze, and he could not recognize familiar faces. His memory was gone, his spirit very low, and he had damaged his ear, brains on his face and legs. Well, a few days passed, when finally my boss came over to me with a big smile on his face and said, I don't know what was in that rose petal you gave me. For Joe, when within within an hour, I spent with him and giving him the rose petal, his spirits were lifted. He recognized the people around him. His memory began returning, and gradually he was able to move. Within 1 week, he was released from the hospital and walked with a cane. After 1 more week, he had no longer needed the cane. He had a successful surgery on the damaged ear, and he returned to work for the past 2 weeks. He is looking fine, feeling wonderful. There was no permanent damage from the lightning which struck him. This was indeed a great miracle of Our Lady of the Roses performed through her blessed rose petal. And that's signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.